When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, 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 you're in for a wonderful treat here at the Soul Shine Podcast. So I just want to take a moment to talk about an RIP moment. That's normally how we get the show started. And you know what I would like to RIP? The summer. Texas summers are brutal, and I'm so glad we're coming into fall. This is normally a very challenging month for me because I tend to be very sad. My depression tends to go into overdrive. But this year, I am looking forward to the weather change. I no longer feel sad. I also feel very empowered. I think it's because I have some new tools and some new things, and I want to share some of that with you. So I just recently learned about an emotion wheel. And so I feel empowered because this new emotion wheel really helps me have more vocabulary to really discuss and appropriately express my emotions, and not just that basic. So we're going to spend the next couple of episodes talking about the emotion wheel and how it's helped me, how you can incorporate it in your own daily life. So stay tuned, go tell a friend, because on this episode, we're going to be unlocking the power of the emotion wheel. You are now listening to the Soul Shine Podcast. This is the Soul Shine Podcast. So like I mentioned, we are going to be unlocking the power of the emotion wheel. This episode will be introducing the concept of the emotion wheel and its benefits for emotional intelligence. Man, I'm telling you, this has really changed the game for me. If you have not heard of an emotion wheel, this is a wheel. It's a visual tool that helps some people to understand and identify their emotions and the emotions of others. The emotion wheel is very useful in therapy, counseling, and even conflict resolution. It does help people improve their emotional intelligence, communication, as well as emotional regulation. I mean, for me, it's been a game changer because now not only do I identify as being angry, but I can go really deep into it. So typically, it's like a wheel. Like I said, it's a visual tool. So it's a wheel. It's organized in a concentric circle with basic emotions at the center and then more nuanced feelings in the outer ring. It helps to really identify and articulate their emotions with a greater precision. And so I enjoy this because it really has a lot of benefits that I have found very useful. I've even started using this with my children, specifically my son, my daughter as well, but my son, because he's that teenage age and sometimes he has different emotions and he is not always able to articulate them. So I've shown them the wheel and I'm like, okay, let's go deeper into what you are feeling sad about. It improves emotional awareness. So once you are emotionally aware, then you are able to be emotionally intelligent. And so at some point in my busy, busy schedule, in my busy life, I'm going to have a whole webinar series on emotional intelligence. It's just really hard. Okay, y'all, it's real hard to get that done with school and being a mom and just all of the things that happen as a parent. And so I love this emotion wheel because it also enhances communication and relationships. And then it also helps better stress management and decision making, right? Once you are able to identify your emotions and those true emotions, then you can really dig deeper into what is causing you to feel like this. What is the reason that you are feeling the way you're feeling? So when you can understand your emotions, it really is helpful because you can start to examine that emotion wheel. So which is typically categorized by emotions, very basic, right? And then it gets a little bit more complex as you go out in that wheel. So you begin in the center with those broad categories like joy, sadness, anger, fear. And then as you move outwards, you'll find more nuanced feelings. This structure really helps to pinpoint what you're experiencing at any given moment. You also can explore those nuances, right? So once you're able to really identify a core emotion, you can dive deeper into those nuances. For instance, if you're feeling angry, if you really look at that anger wheel, you can check if you really are frustrated, irritated, offended, right? Because sometimes, or disrespected, because sometimes those are really the true emotions that we're feeling, not just anger. That's the basic of it. This exploration, it helps you reveal those underlying causes and help you understand the context of your, and especially helps you to be able to feel better. It allows you to reflect on your triggers. So you can ask yourself, what is the event? What's the situation? What are triggering these emotions? And then you can start keeping a journal. This is where you can note how you're feeling alongside your daily occurrences, like what's happening when you feel this emotion. And then it can provide you insights into patterns, and then it can also help you manage your emotional response a little bit more effectively. One thing that I've learned, and there are so many different tools with these emotion wheels, and my God, I wish I would have known about this a while back, but you know, you live and you learn, and I feel like I'm learning new things every day. But one of the things that I have found is that there are emotion wheels that are tied with prompts that will allow you to really dig into that emotion, but then also give you an opportunity to journal about that emotion. And I found that most helpful, because I found myself feeling very bleak, so not entirely sad. And this is a month where when I enter in October, if I have not said it, I have major depression, anxiety, as well as seasonal affective disorder. And if you don't know what that is, or seasonal affective depression, it's also called SADS. And so around these winter months, my mood just tends to drop. A lot of it is tied to the summer. They say you don't see it as much in the north part or the south part of the world, but I live in Texas and I get sad. And so October is rough. And so I have every year tried to find different ways to incorporate new tools in my toolbox so that I'm not just constantly thinking about the roughness of October, but actually thriving and flourishing. And if you did not check out the last episode, please go back and listen. We talked about thriving. Talked about growth mindset and what that looks like. And so as I've been processing and learning different things, I've learned about these emotion wheel, and it's just been amazing because it's prompted me to journal about the emotion that I'm feeling. And so when you incorporate this into your daily life, there are daily check-ins. So at the end of each day, you can review that core emotion on the wheel and then reflect on specific instances that invoke those feelings. This practice reinforces emotional awareness, and it also helps you articulate your experience a little bit more clearly. A lot of times what I've learned is that I may be irritated or I may be overwhelmed, and because I don't really know what's triggered it, or I haven't identified it, then it's really hard for me to communicate with the people that I need or communicate my boundaries. So I'm working with my therapist, and right now we're working through boundaries and what that looks like. And for me, I've come to realize that I have to set my want, needs, and expectations for myself, but then also for other people. And when I find myself overwhelmed or when I find myself stressed, I tend to want to overcompensate, or I tend to be very irritable. And that's not fair to my loved ones, because what happens is I'm not really irritated with them. Especially with my kids. I'm not irritated with them. I'm just overwhelmed with all of the things and all of the tasks. And so one of the things I want to do, not just for myself, but also for my children, is become even more emotionally intelligent and then teach them how to become emotionally intelligent so that they are able to articulate even at their young age. Because I think so often as parents, as people, we forget that other people have emotions too, right? Like we're so self-centered, and that's just the nuance of being an individual. But we're so self-centered that we forget that there are other people receiving and reciprocating the emotions that they feel and that they perceive. And so it's fair to be able to check in daily with your emotions and then be able to then appreciate the emotions that the other person may have, especially if you're in a marriage or just in any type of relationship. So when you're having conversations, you can keep like a printed version of this emotion wheel handy for your discussions, especially when you are talking about conflicts or emotionally charged conversations. It can kind of guide you in expressing your feelings accurately and then reducing some of that misunderstanding. And so one of the things that I have seen across the board with individuals and companies is that people lack the vocabulary to truly discuss the emotion that they're feeling. And because they lack the vocabulary, they find themselves in these situations and they're not able to get out of them, or they're not able to articulate exactly what they're feeling. And so I have like, you know, the emotion will pulled up. And so sometimes we may be disgusted, right? But we really just are disappointed, or we may just feel repelled, or we may feel judgmental. And so this emotion wheel is not just for those, sad, angry emotions. It also has happy, right? Like when you're feeling aroused or joyful or successful or respected or valued, right? Those are going deeper into the emotions. And so when we use this emotion wheel, it helps us to face decisions and uncertainties. We can refer back to that wheel to really identify what we're feeling associated with those different options. So this can clarify how certain choices align with the emotional state and value. So benefits. I mean, you're enhancing your emotional vocabulary. You're expanding your emotional vocabulary. This allows for more precision, communication of feelings. And then it also is, it improves self-awareness. You know, regularly we use this foster to deeper understand.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our emotional landscape. It's interesting because as we just ended suicide prevention, I found myself just kind of needing to scale back. I always do this, and I've realized that God has a plan and He has a purpose. And the more I try to run for it, the more He just lets me know that He's in complete control. And so with all that being said, I kind of was like, you know, I am going to just halt. I'm done recording. I'm going to be done for a while, or at least until I'm not in school. And part of that was because I found myself not doing very well in my class. And it really came down to being overwhelmed and out of control and very unfocused. I was not focused on the task. Sometimes when I get tasked with certain things, or the privilege or the honor to be a part of certain things, I go like nose deep into it and I don't actually space it out or communicate my boundaries very effectively. And so I find myself very overwhelmed with how am I going to accomplish all of these things. But what I've learned in this time of really going through the landscape of the emotional wheel is self-awareness, right? What am I truly capable of being able to do? And because now I have vocabulary to match the emotions that I'm feeling, I now can articulate those things with the people that it needs to be articulated with, i.e. my family, right? My support system. And so in doing this, I found that a lot of times I'm just overwhelmed, right? And I feel like I have to navigate these waters all by myself. But because I've started using this emotion wheel, because I've been able to add more vocabulary to the true feelings and the true triggers and really get down to the nitty gritty of where is this stemming from, it's improved my self-awareness. I can say, you know what? I actually don't have the capacity. And the funny thing is, I always feel like I have my boundaries under control, or at least I have them established until they have to be tested. And someone told me that, you know, it's like, yeah, I got boundaries. And I'm like, yes, but how do you enforce those boundaries? Do you really stick to those boundaries when it's time to stick to them? And for me, the answer was no, I didn't stick to them. I had boundaries, right? Like in my head, I'm not crossing this line. This is where I draw the line in the sand. But then when the circumstance changed, or, you know, someone needed me for something, then that's when I would find myself kind of pivoting away from what I established, kind of pivoting away from where I have actually drew the line in the sand. And so improving self-awareness is so, so important. I mentioned it before and I'll plug it in again. I do plan on having I teach about emotional intelligence, and the more I teach about it, you know, I started teaching about it because it was something that was needed for me. All of the things that I do are really the things that I need. I mean, I figure if I'm on this journey, I might as well take some people with me, because it's helped, it's worked, and it's worked because I've put in the work. But I wanted to learn about emotions. I wanted to learn about navigating those, because I have found that a lot of my depression stems from me not being able to outwardly express or even articulate the emotions that I feel. And so when I've taught emotional intelligence, every time I teach it, I learn a little bit more and I incorporate it in my teaching. At some point, though, I want to offer a course that just talks about emotional intelligence that people can use in their programming, because it's not just about those relationships at home, but those interpersonal relationships, those relationships in the community, those relationships with your coworkers, all of those things are important. And when you have intelligence of your emotions, and so that it looks like self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, then you're better able to make an impact, but you're also better able to take care of yourself. And so one of the things that I've learned over my course of mental health advocacy is we don't take care of ourselves like we're supposed to. And I'm guilty of it, because I don't take care of myself like I need to. But I really have found that we don't take the time to truly take care of ourselves. And that looks like becoming a little bit more emotionally intelligent. That looks like using an emotion wheel. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. When I first used this thing, I was like, this is weird. I'm like, I have a wheel. Like, I know these words. But do you know them? Do you know them to the point where you can articulate that you're not just angry, right? Do you understand that the basic level of your emotions is the just like the tip? But if you go down a little deeper, you really can get some work done. You really can get some things done in that core part of yourself that may not have been tapped into. And here's the thing, guys. I will always say, and I have plenty of resources, and I will have the resources in the show notes. If you find yourself in a crisis, or if you know someone who's in a crisis, by all means, please seek professional mental health care. Please, please, please seek a professional. I am working on my doctorate, and in 2026, I will be a licensed psych nurse practitioner. But right now, I'm just giving you the tools that I've used in my therapy, the tools that I have used over years of living and journeying through depression and anxiety. And so because of that, these are the things that I know have worked for me. But everybody's different. And so when I started using that emotion wheel, it was odd. Like, oh my gosh, there's this wheel. And so now that I'm able to really say, no, this has worked for me. It's worked for me to be able to communicate with the people around me, my loved ones, my friends, my work, and establish my boundaries, because all of this ties into being able to take care of yourself so that when you show up, you're showing up as the best version of yourself, the best part of yourself, because that is what is important and that is what is needed. Your family needs it, your friends needs it, your community needs it. And so by all means, if you know that you need professional help or you know someone who does, please, please, please seek professional help. But if you find yourself just needing a little bit more tools in your toolbox, then here is a tool, that emotional wheel. And so when you think about this emotional wheel and some of those benefits, you also think about those conflict resolution. When you can articulate clearly, you can lead that to a healthier interaction and a resolution in your relationship. And those are the kinds of encounters that you want to have. You want to have healthy debates, right? You want to have healthy conversations. You don't have to always agree with that person, but you want to be able to come out with a healthy interaction and a healthy resolution. So by integrating this emotion wheel into your daily routine, you can actually cultivate a greater emotional intelligence and foster those healthier relationships with yourself and your friends. And so I am so reminded of the time when I found myself in an absolute crisis and not really completely understanding, and being able to turn to my friend who has been able to be emotionally intelligent and be able to really help decide and aid in certain things. And so when I think about how I have journeyed through my mental health, I think about the process of self-love and what that looks like. And I'm reminded that God loves us and He wants us to be well. And sometimes being well means doing things, stretching yourself beyond your comfort, having those tough conversations, but also realizing that it is important to take care of yourself because He wants us well. He needs us well for us to do the kingdom work that He has in store for us. And so I will close with this. I want to leave with a scripture, and I hope that this gives you hope and reassurance as you navigate your many emotions through your mental health. I know it's helped me as I've navigated through my mental health journey and I've navigated through my emotions and just leaning and trusting and putting my faith entirely into God and His will for my life. This is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This passage, it just emphasizes the importance of prayer, thanksgiving, and seeking God's peace in time of worry and anxiety. So if you find yourself worried, anxious, or just needing some more tools in your toolbox, remember the emotion wheel. I'll have it in the show notes. And like I said, there's different apps, there are different platforms. I also will have links to resources if you find yourself in a crisis, if you find yourself or a friend or a loved one in a crisis, there is help. You can text 988 or you can call. There are different crisis hotlines. I also have just started a new community. It's a Soul Shine community, and I want you to tune in. There is going to be links in the show notes, but it is a powerful, powerful platform that I am creating for like-minded individuals who want to stay connected to Soul Shine, who want to stay connected to what is going on. And so next week, we're going to discuss beyond basic emotions. So expanding your emotional vocabulary. And remember, y'all, if it's not a lesson, it's a blessing. Y'all stay shining. Until next time. This is the Soul Shine Podcast. And remember, if it's not a lesson, it's a blessing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.